Seeing Assistant. Hello, my name is Anya, and I am pleased to present a product by Transition Technologies. It is a Polish company whose employees, in close cooperation with blind and visually impaired people, in the recent years have created a few cutting-edge applications. All of them are dedicated to the individuals with seeing dysfunctions and are parts of a project which is called Seeing Assistant. Each application has its own name. Among these, there are Home, Move, Light, and Magnifier. All the applications function in the iOS operating system, that is, on Apple mobile devices such as iPhone, iPad, iPad Touch. Of course, all of them fully cooperate with the VoiceOver screen reader. In the following few minutes, I will tell you about Seeing Assistant Move application. It is a very modern and advanced tool whose aim is to enable the visually impaired to independently move and get to know the area that they are in. To begin with, I think it would be a good idea to check where I am. In order to do that, I tap the Where Am I button.
Where am I? Button. 3-23 Eccleston Street, London, England, SW1W, United Kingdom.
3-23 Eccleston Street, London, England, SW1W, United Kingdom. Okay, now that we know where I am, let's check what things are situated in this area. In order to do this, we can use the nearest open street map point button.
Nearest open street map points, button.
We tap the button, and...
Number of records 7, nearest awesome points, home, back button. Genello ST House,
we have just
37 yards at 10 o'clock.
Points. Let us listen and check what points these are and what their location is.
Boysdale of Belgravia, 46 yards, at 9 o'clock. Genello ST House, 37 yards at 10 o'clock. Starbucks Coffee, 51 yards, at 3 o'clock.
This is the spot that I choose. I double tap this point.
Selected. Starbucks Coffee, 51 yards, at 3 o'clock.
I tap Actions.
Actions. Button. Alert. Add to track. Button.
And then add to track.
Select point added. Nearest awesome points. Actions.
And it's done. From now on, the application will inform me which direction I should go in and how far away from me is the place I've chosen. My location is updated in the real time and the system will advise me on the direction I should move in. My boss asked me today to post some company letters. After a short coffee break, I have to find the nearest post office. Seeing Assistant Move and one of its unique solutions will help me out in that. I'm looking for the voice commands button.
Voice commands button.
Here it is. Now, after the tap, I will say search post office. Search post office.
Number of record 6, Eccleston Street post office, 194 yards at 7 o'clock.
There, Eccleston Street post office. It's not far away. Now, I will check on the map how to get there and set myself a route. Let's go then.
Route added to tracking. You have arrived at crossing Elizabeth Street and Eccleston Place. 66 yards left to crossing Eccleston Place and Eccleston Street at 9 o'clock. GPS next point at 7 o'clock. GPS. 61 yards left to crossing Eccleston Place and Eccleston Street at 11 o'clock. GPS next point at 10 o'clock. GPS. 30 yards left to crossing Eccleston Place and Eccleston Street at 12 o'clock. GPS next point at 10 o'clock. GPS. You have arrived at crossing Eccleston Place and Eccleston Street next point at 10 o'clock. 80 yards left to crossing Eccleston Street and Ebury Street at 10 o'clock. GPS next point at 8 o'clock. GPS. 54 yards left to crossing Eccleston Street and Ebury Street at 12 o'clock. GPS next point at 9 o'clock. GPS. 27 yards left to crossing Eccleston Street and Ebury Street at 12 o'clock. GPS next point at 9 o'clock. GPS. You have arrived at crossing Eccleston. 117 yards left to crossing Ebury Street and Elizabeth Street at 9 o'clock. GPS next point at 8 o'clock. GPS. 89 yards left to crossing Ebury Street and Elizabeth Street at 11 o'clock. GPS next point at 10 o'clock. GPS. 68 yards left to crossing Ebury Street and Elizabeth Street at 11 o'clock. GPS next point at 10 o'clock. GPS.
38 yards left to crossing Ebury Street and Elizabeth Street at 11 o'clock. GPS next point at 10 o'clock. GPS. 18 yards left to crossing Ebury Street and Elizabeth Street at 11 o'clock. GPS next point at 9 o'clock. GPS. You have arrived at crossing Ebury Street and Elizabeth Street next point at 9 o'clock. 40 yards left to Eccleston Street Post Office at 10 o'clock. GPS. 18 yards left to Eccleston Street Post Office at 1 o'clock. GPS. You have arrived at Eccleston Street Post Office. Tracking finished.
And here I am. I arrived at my place of destination. I will need just a few minutes to post the letters. Now that this task is done, I would like to check what time it is.
10:45.
Okay, I just happen to have some time left to visit my friend Mary. She lives on 15 Buckingham Palace Road. I'm looking for the Find Address button.
Find Address button.
I tap the button.
City. Address. Text field. Is editing. Character mode.
And here I could type in the address where Mary lives using the screen keyboard, which isn't the most convenient way to enter data. So, I decide to use the dictate button instead.
Dictate button.
I tap the button and utter the name of the city and the street where Mary lives. London 15 Buckingham Palace Road.
The entered text is London 15 Buckingham Palace Road. Done. Done. Alert. Address Buckingham Palace Road 15, London. In distance 660 yards.
Okay, I will save this address so I don't have to look for it in the future.
Rename. Add to saved. Button. Point added to say. Home.
I completely forgot that Mary went away to Brighton for a training this week. So, I will email my location to my friend so that he will know where exactly I am and pick me up in a car on his way home. I plan to read in the application tutorial how to record the routes, how to import the databases with points, and how to make a backup copy of my points in Dropbox. The tutorial can be found in the More Help section, and at home I will go to Seeing Assistant's webpage, that is http://seeingassistant.tt.com.pl/en/. It contains all the important information on the possibilities that this application gives. I also have a few ideas on the improvements that could be introduced. I will email them to sa@tt.com.pl. The authors ensure that they are happy to find out users' opinions and that they are open to new ideas. Let me check them out.